Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of There. In this 15-minute empowerment, we're going to encourage you in your walk of faith. We're going to encourage you in your stand, in your process, as you go through this process of there to the place that God has commanded, has summoned you. You're going to be encouraged to know that you're not alone, that there have been those who've gone before you or walking with you even now. But because of the grace of God, that we're going to make it through, and we're going to do it for His glory. In the process of there, we're growing in the grace of our knowledge and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're maturing as we're growing in Him, as we're learning about Him, as we're seeing His greatness, as we're eating that word and applying that word daily to our everyday life. We're seeing a spiritual growth that happens through a process that normally the naked eye would say was crazy, that trouble would bring about fruit. This trouble will bring about, the pressure of this trouble will bring about change in us. But God uses it to get glory. He uses it to make us and to mold us. He uses it to teach us to depend on Him and to trust Him and to rely solely on Him, to want and desire His Spirit and His truth and His presence daily. And so as we go through this process, we learn more about Him. We see Him in a greater way, in a greater demonstration, and we become that which is light to someone else. We become hope to someone else. We're able to lead someone else to Christ, give them the encouragement that they need to stand, and empower them. So our process is something that is great, is something that is wonderful, because it's bearing much fruit and it's testifying to the glory of God. We are identifying with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we share in not only the resurrecting power, but the suffering, the part that we go through, and we see the demonstrations of God's power. We have been looking at unlikely place and blessings, and we started off with the book of Esther. Now we're in Genesis, and we're looking at Joseph, and we're going to go back there, and we're going to be looking at this unlikely place even further as we look at different people in the Bible and understand the process of what they went through to get what they've gotten, which is a place where God is glorified and lives are changed. To be in a place where we understand a Joseph anointing, and we understand that which is given once we walk that process of a Joseph anointing, it is something that is not light, it's not something that is easy, but if you can make it through by trusting God and knowing that it's going to work for your good, you're going to see the demonstration of God's power like never before in your life. We're going to go to back to Genesis, and we're going to look further on in the life of Joseph. He has now been sold into Egypt, and we see that he's sold there, and we're dealing with Potiphar's wife. Even when he's with Potiphar's wife, we see that the Lord was with him, that the Lord prospered him, and that he was living in Egypt, and he was living in Potiphar's house, and that he was so successful that God was with him in such a way that Potiphar didn't have to worry about anything except to eat what he was going to eat every day. He gave him complete charge of his house. Now, you must understand, with the Joseph's anointing, you are trusted locally, then you're trusted on another level, citywide, I would say, and then it's going to be a national level. He was trusted in his father's house to do what was right in his father's house, and that got him in trouble because he told it on his brothers because they were not doing what was honorable. So he was trusted in his father's house, and from his father's house, he goes to Potiphar's house. And he's trusted with all that Potiphar's had, which is a great responsibility, because nothing in him was said that I want to take or steal or envy or even try to covet anything that my master has. I'm doing this so that my master will look good. I'm doing this so that he can be the one that is seen in the limelight as being prosperous. And so he was trusted with Potiphar's house, everything that Potiphar owned. He was trusted with it. But we see that Potiphar's wife continually went after him. Now, when you're going through your season of your Joseph season of the Potiphar's place, that Potiphar season, temptation is going to chase after you. Temptation is going to pursue you. And everyone's temptation is different. But you have to have integrity in that place because you are being processed to be trusted. Because there will be things that as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you be as you mature, as you go further, as you have different seasons, as life changes, you'll always come back to this experience. And if you glean from this, learn from this, then you'll be able to pass the test. The enemy's always going to come with the temptation to try to pull you so that your integrity is something that is questioned. But as long as you understand that this is a test, I've been trusted with, other people have not been trusted with. I've been trusted to walk and to live and to even occupy over someone else's things. And even in that, you have to understand that if you've been occupying as a shepherd, you're being trusted with God's people. If you're occupying in ministry and you're doing what you're supposed to in ministry, you've been trusted with the anointing of God and how you use it. If it's teaching, you've been trusted with that word. Whatever it is, you've been trusted with for the glory of God. So God himself has trusted you. You're occupying in something that he's already established, he's already done, and you're being trusted to do what is right integrally, righteously, and do it to the glory of God, and let God be glorified in your life. This is what was going on with Joseph. He was making Potiphar look good. He was letting Potiphar get praise for the work that he did, and he wasn't jealous of it. He wasn't envious of it. He wasn't saying in the back of his mind or in his heart, I'll be glad when it's my day. He would not have this if it was for me. I'm the one making him look good. He understood, as I do this, I make him look good, and I let God be glorified because it's God's favor that is on my life that is allowing me to do this. I'm not doing this in my own might and my own strength, but God has given me the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, the ability, and the strength to do this that is not overwhelming because he's running the whole house. He's running everything in that house, and it's running, and it's prospering, and it's increasing. And that's what you have to understand. Everything that he's doing is increasing. It's looking better and better and better. That Potiphar doesn't have to worry about anything. When God assigns something to you, you've got to understand that you've been assigned that, and you, the responsibility of that is completely on you. He's given it to you, but he's also given you the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the strength to do it. And if we're led by his spirit, we're going to make that thing prosper. It's going to look better. It's going to grow. It's going to increase. Now, there will be times when the enemy will try you in that, but you better know that God has assigned this to you, and you're going to come out like he said, and it's going to be what he says. The enemy is going to come at you like Potiphar's wife. He will even try to lie on you and will lie on you, but don't be caught in the lie. Potiphar's wife snatches his coat. Now, this is the second coat that he's lost. He lost the first coat when his brothers took it from him, and some of us need to understand, don't go back for the coat. Don't go back for the cloak. Don't go back for it, because going back for it means that that's a setup. Going back for that, you, some things you have to just flee and let it stay gone. It's just counted as a loss. Whether it is a piece of jewelry someone gave you, a piece of clothing someone gave you, and they still have it and you want it back, let it stay there, because going back means you, there's a possibility that you might fall. Going back means to confront that individual means that there might be something that happens that later you're going to regret. There might be charges. There might be something that happens that's going to mess with your integrity. So leaving it means I'd rather let that go. I'd rather flee that thing that is after me, that youthful lust that is coming to try to entrap me and snare me, and go on and count it as a loss and take the consequences of that loss. And that's what happened. Joseph leaves saying, I'm not willing to go back and get it or even explain. His Potiphar's wife tells the lie and says that he tried to lay with her, and then when she screamed, he fled. But everyone in that house knew that she was after this man. She did it when people were not around. She did it when the house was empty. She did it when no servants were around, because she understood that if she had done it in front of the servants, they would have told and known. So she was doing this. The enemy's going to do it when someone, no one else is around. The temptation is going to come when no one else is around. That confrontation is going to come when no one else is around who can vouch for the fact that they knew that this person liked you or this person had it in for you. It's going to come in those times, and you've got to be willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to pay the price in the wrong way. If I pay it for integrity's sake, and then I'm doing it for the name of the Lord, then he's going to reward me. But if I do it for my own sake and do it for myself, then I've got to get the reward of what I've done with my own hands. I'd rather have God's blessing and God's reward than to do it my own self. So he flees, and he goes to the king's prison. And even in the king's prison, God is with him. Now, in all of this, you can imagine that each time that he was hit with the blow, that his heart wanted to change and get hard. His heart wanted to change and become something else. But I believe the Lord ministered to him and let him know that in the midst of everything that he's been there with him, and that this is part of his process, and that he saw clearly more and more what God was going to do in his life. He's in charge of everything. All of the prisoners, and we see that as he's in charge of these prisoners, entrusted with these prisoners, he's showing compassion and mercy that these prisoners would not have received if it was not for him. He's showing compassion and he's showing mercy to them. He's showing them something that the other guards would not have done. He's making sure that they're taken care of. He's listening to them. He's concerned about their welfare, whereas if the guards, the Egyptian guards, probably would have just thrown their food, wouldn't have cared if they were sick, if what was going on with them. But he's taking care of them and he's showing them compassion. And that is like God, when we're in a place where we can't help ourselves, his compassion finds us, his mercy finds us, and he shows us what we ourselves cannot get ourselves. And so Joseph is showing them compassion. He's giving them that. And he meets the cupbearer and he meets the baker. And one of them is giving life, and one of them is giving death. One of them is giving the food that leads to death, and one is giving the drink that leads to life. And we see that they are both there because the king was angry with them. They have a dream that they cannot interpret, and God allows Joseph to interpret the dream and what he says come to pass. God is going to allow you to interpret something to someone or help someone or impart to someone or give an idea to someone, and they might forget you for a while, but know that God is going to allow them to remember you at the right time, to call back on you at the right time, to meet back up with you at the right time. And when they meet back up, you, it's the time that you're supposed to meet and solve the problem of a Pharaoh. It's that time, it's that season. You're going to be the answer. If it's ministry, then your ministry is going to be the answer for somebody else. It's going to be there to help someone or to put someone where they need to get, or encourage another pastor, or even to preach a word that's going to bring deliverance or move a church in the direction that it needs to be. If it's in your home, you might be the one that's encouraging someone else, and that your encouragement to them is going to set in order some things in your own life. Whatever it is, know that God is in control, that whenever you give the correct interpretation or help or encouragement or words or ideas, whatever it is, that God is going to remember it, and it's going to come back to you full circle. Time and chance is going to come back full circle, and God is going to allow you to be blessed because of your obedience. You cannot get yourself out of the prison before time. You can't get yourself out before the season of your testing is over. There had to be a fulfillment of some things. Some things that Joseph went through, even though he was there, he had to be in place, even though it was not the fulfillment of time. Time had to catch up to the place of where he was. You're in position to something, and time has to catch up to where you're at. God has sent you ahead of time. He sent you ahead so that you will be already in position, already in place, and all you're doing is allowing him to work on you and keep your heart tender, even though you're going through something, so time itself can produce what you need. You're already in position for what God wants to do, but you have got to let time catch up to where you are, your position, so that God can use you. And sometimes we get anxious and we don't want that, and we try to get ourselves out like Joseph did, because he said, remember me, tell the king about me. But it was not the time. It was not the time for him to come out. It was not the season yet. Time had not caught up with what God was getting ready to do. but he was already in position. Wait on your timing and know that when the time comes, you will receive all that God has for you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of they will walk by faith and not by sight. So glad that you were able to be encouraged and empowered today, and I trust that these words of encouragement have helped you and blessed you and pushed you on a little bit further to know that God is in control. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Look for the unexpected and unlikely blessings to meet you and supply every one of your need, because God is for you and his favor is upon you. Be blessed in Jesus' name, and we'll be back tomorrow for another empowerment.